listener production.
Hey there, it's Lee Jollo. Mariners Link is now jointly owned, with 49% going to the federal government, 33.3% to Victoria and 17.7% to Tassie. Those behind the project say it's further proof governments are serious about making it happen. The changes see the project to build a new electricity and telecommunication cable between Tasmania and Victoria break off from Tasnetworks to become its own entity, and that's promising to boost the flow and deliver low-cost and reliable energy. AFL Tasmania has unveiled plans to double local footy involvement between now and 2028. They'll do it by installing goalposts in every Tassie school, upgrading 70 venues across the state, and supporting more girls to play. The group's Damien Gill says they want 28,000 people kicking the Sherrin.
There's never been a better time to play footy in Tasmania. The opportunities on our doorstep are amazing.
A house has gone up in flames at Lindisfarne this morning. Fire crews from Hobart and Clarence rushed to Kent Street, finding it fully alight on arrival. One person's reportedly been treated for burns. A three-car crash up north this morning, closing the East Tamar Highway. All lanes but the emergency northbound were blocked. Thankfully, no serious injuries reported. There's a shortage of qualified maths teachers in Aussie schools. A review finding three-quarters of high school students are being taught by those not trained in the subject. Hobart Hurricanes cricketer Nikhal Chowdhury has pleaded not guilty to raping a woman in Townsville. And Tassie Devils merch is expected to go on sale to founding members after Easter. To sport now, and West Coast won't be nursing their prized draft pick through the opening weeks of the season. Coach Adam Simpson says Harley Reid has impressed as a midfielder through the first fortnight of the year.
He seems to be suited just to be playing on ball. We've put him back and put him forward at stages, but the game's so dynamic at the moment. We feel like just playing on ball is probably the best at the moment.
The winless Eagles face the Bulldogs on Sunday.